In classical music, there's a long list of composers who are also conductors. One of them is Chicagoan Jim Stevenson. What sets Stevenson apart is that the audience will help him compose the music the Wyoming Symphony Orchestra will play at its family concert on November 8th. Stevenson has performed the Compose Yourself program hundreds of times since 2002, but this performance will only be the second time with a full symphony orchestra. Wyoming Public Radio's Micah Schweitzer called Jim Stevenson to find out how Compose Yourself works.
So plenty of composers conduct, but I've never heard of a composer composing during a concert.
We teach the kids about melody, harmony, and rhythm. What we do is we give them three choices of each. So we present three melodies to them. And then they choose one. And then we present three harmonies to them, and they choose one of those. And then three rhythms, and they choose one of those. And I've written those melodies, harmonies, and rhythms so that they can all go together no matter which one they choose. So it's like a sport. You never know what the result's going to be. It gets the kids involved. I love the interactive part.
Well, from watching these on YouTube, they seem to have a tremendous amount of fun with them. And I wondered, one thing is you offer major harmony, which we would all recognize as being happy sounding, and minor harmony as being a bit sadder sounding, and then dissonant harmony. Do you find the kids leaning towards one over the other more consistently?
You know, every time I'm surprised, I have to admit. There's I'm watching the kids' faces as they're listening, and I'm always expecting them to pick one, and they always surprise me. Besides the actual harmony, the one that gets chosen the most, I would say, is actually the tango, the rhythm. When they hear the tango, they end up choosing that one. So the harmony and the melodies are usually, I can never predict what they're going to go for, but the tango seems to really excite them the most, which is one of the three rhythms.
The other two being a waltz and a march.
Right.
Well, tell me about creating these building blocks, because that must be incredibly difficult to have three different melodies, three different harmonies, three different rhythms, and they can fit together in any permutation. How do you even go about doing that? It seems like just a giant math problem.
It was exactly that. And I happen to like math, so I guess that part of it was interesting to me. But the first thing I did was I made it easy on myself by at least working with C major to begin with. So there were no sharps or flats to deal with. And then, you know, the relative minor, A minor, is similar. But, yeah, I still remember sitting in the room where I was composing those three melodies. And I was like, oh, that note isn't going to work. And I had to go back and fix it. And then if I fixed that note, it meant I had to fix another note and then check that one through. So it was quite a process, I have to confess.
And how did you get the idea for doing this?
I wanted it to be more than just learning what an orchestra play, the instruments. I wanted it to be more than just the instruments, but also what goes into composing a piece so that they can have more of an appreciation of the music they hear, whether it's rock music or jazz music or classical music, just so they understand the behind-the-scenes aspect a little bit more.
Well, and speaking of audience appreciation, a lot of people fret over the aging and possible decline of classical music audiences, of orchestral audiences. Do you feel like this is doing some part in building new audiences, bringing in a younger generation?
I certainly hope so. I mean, I remember seeing a show when I was a kid, you know, an orchestra coming to my school, and it obviously had an effect on me. I became a professional musician. And so I'm hoping that in some small way, whether it's one kid out of 1,500 in the audience that ends up becoming a musician or has more of an appreciation for music, then it's a success, I believe. I just want them to have fun. Every note that these kids hear when we do this piece is original music by a living composer. And so that in and of itself is rare for them. There doesn't need to be this wall between classical music and enjoyment. And I think that sometimes becomes the perception.
And what about the musicians in the orchestra who are performing this? This has to be a pretty unusual experience for them. Normally they know in advance what they're going to be playing.
Well, I have to say it's been so gratifying that everywhere I've done it, there have been so many of the players who come up to me and they just say, this is the best show we've ever done. It's so engaging. It's so fun. And the thing I love when I hear them say is, you know, it's fun for us to play as well.
Well, it sounds like everyone has a good time at Compose Yourself. That concert is going to be performed by the Wyoming Symphony Orchestra at the Natrona County High School Auditorium at 10:30 in the morning on Saturday, November 8th. And conductor and composer Jim Stevenson will be there as well. He's been talking to us from the road, and really appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Well, thanks. And I really look forward to being out there, and I'm grateful to Maestro Matthew Savory for inviting me to come out and do this. And I can't wait to meet everybody out there. So thank you so much.